You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, in last Sunday's HMT episode, I briefly mentioned a couple of China Unvarnished videos in which they're talking about a new set of articles that were put into place that went into effect on the 2nd of February, where it talked about the division of marital assets and premarital property. Gentlemen, I found exactly what they were talking about, and I'm going to go into it. And gentlemen, yeah, this right here effectively ends the Chinese marital gold digger market. And a lot of those women in China are fuming. Yeah, China did a thing. Now, this whole thing was put out, the translated version was put out on the 15th of January. Interpretation of the Civil Code, Marriage and Family, Section Number 2. This interpretation is drafted on the basis of the PRC Civil Code, the Civil Procedure Law of the PRC, and other relevant laws in consideration of trial practice and in order to correctly hear cases of marital and family disputes. Now, there are 22 line items, or articles as they call them. However, I'm going to focus on three of them. And these three effectively put the nail in the coffin for a lot of women in China who are looking to marry a rich man for a come up. Now, I will say this, in reading all of it, it actually is equal between men and women. However, we know that it is the overwhelmingly vast majority of women that say a man needs to possess material goods before they consider him. Now, have there been some men who've done the opposite, or should I say the reverse, and married women who were rich and took their stuff? Yes, but those cases are few and far between. Now, the first article that I'm going to go into, Article number 3, where a husband or wife, creditor, has evidence showing that provisions of the division of assets in the divorce agreement impact the realization of their creditor rights, and they request that the relevant provisions be canceled by applying Civil Code Articles 538 or 539 by reference. The people's courts shall comprehensively consider factors as such as the overall division of the husband and wife's joint property and the implementation of that division, child support burdens, and most importantly, fault in the divorce, and support it in accordance with law. That right there, gentlemen, if no-fault divorce was anywhere in China, Article 3 just killed it. Yeah, no more, I'm not happy, and I'm going to take half of your stuff. That is dead. Now, as we all know, no-fault divorce has been the bane of marriage here in the West. particularly here in America. I've always stated this, and I will continue to state this. No-fault divorce is what holds men hostage in bad, loveless, sexless marriages. But yet, I also said this will be a good compromise. Keep no-fault divorce. However, the person who wants to leave the marriage, the one who actually files for divorce, should be the one to assume all financial responsibility for said divorce. In layman's terms, you want out of that marriage, you're going to pay for your own damn freedom. Now, the second article that I want to go into, article number 5, where before or during the marital relationship, parties agree to transfer the registration of a house owned by one party to be in the name of the other party or both parties. The ownership registration of the home has not been transferred at the time of the divorce proceedings. Both parties dispute the ownership or division of the house and cannot reach an agreement through discussion. The people's courts may rule for the house to be owned by one of the parties on the basis of the party's demands. The purpose of the grant and comprehensive consideration of factors such as the period of marital relationship endured, the circumstances of their shared life and joint children born, fault in the divorce, the size of the family contribution, and the market value of the house at the time of divorce, and determines whether the party receiving the house is to give compensation to the other party as well as the specific amount of compensation. Oh, that right there is nasty. Basically, if the wife gets the house, she's got to pay the husband for what he contributed to the house. Ooh, wow. Wow. Where before or during the marital relationship, a party transfers the registration of a house owned by them to the other party or to both parties during the divorce proceedings, both parties dispute the ownership or division of the house and cannot reach an agreement through discussion. If the period of the marital relationship endured is relatively shorter and the giving party does not have major fault, the people's court may rule on the based on the party's procedural demands that the house is owned by the giving party in consideration of the purpose of the grants, comprehensive consideration of factors such as the circumstances of their shared life, joint children born, once again, fault in the divorce, and size of family contribution, as well as the market value of the house at the time of divorce, and determine whether the party receiving the house is to give compensation to the other party as well as the specific amount of compensation. Wow, gentlemen. They went through this with a fine-tooth comb and said, we're going to cut off all these avenues that women would use to essentially get a free house. Now, the third article that I'm going to go into, article number 8. During the period of the marital relationship endured, where one side's parents provided the funds for the couple to purchase a house, if the gifting contract clearly provides that the gift is only to their child It is to be handled in accordance with the agreement. Where there is no agreement or the agreement is unclear, then the dividing joint property in the divorce, the people's court may rule that the house is owned by the party that is the child of the funders and comprehensively consider factors such as the shared living situation and joint children. Once again, fault in the divorce, the size of the contributions to the household, and the market value of the house at the time of the divorce to determine where the party receiving the house is to compensate the other party as well as specific amount of compensation. Effectively, if the man's parents bought the house for their son and they made it crystal clear it is a gift for their son, then guess what? That house belongs to him after the divorce. Oh my God. One thing that I do not see in all of this, community property. Wow. So yeah, those three line items alone put an absolute death nail, or should I say, they put the nail in the coffin for the marital gold digger industry in China. Yeah. And if you watch those two videos from China Unvarnished, those women over there are heated. They are fuming. Why? Because their plans have been found out and they have been chopped off at the knees. Yeah. Why can't we get something like that over here in America? There have been many, many cases of where a man who has fully paid off his house will move a woman in, that woman claim some sort of abuse, and get that man kicked out of his own damn home. Yeah, that is absolutely despicable. But yet, for some odd reason, men over here in America are still under archaic family law, marital laws, divorce laws. Yeah, we don't seem to want to change those because as long as women get to quote unquote have their cake and eat it too, then hey, that's good for business. However, since more and more men are saying no to dating, yeah, relationships aren't even getting off the ground. And guess what? Women over here are still fuming. Where are all the good men? Why come the good men don't want us? Exactly. The good men don't want you. Hell, even Pookie and Ray Ray are starting to back off. Yeah, ladies, looks like 2030 is coming a whole lot sooner. Oh, this is wonderful, gentlemen. This is wonderful. I'm pretty sure you guys are just like me. Got your popcorn, got your drink of choice, sitting back and just watching it all collapse with a big, wide smile on your face. It is absolutely hilarious seeing these women flail and flounder. Now that DEI is pretty much gone from this country, yeah, a lot of women are about to get a fucking reckoning. And guess what? Those lifelines that they could normally extend to men, no, a lot of men are saying, you know what? Let me go ahead and snip this. I'm on my lifeboat. I'm watching. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. Guess what, bitch? You going down with that motherfucker. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read through the entire thing, the entire code. There are more interesting line items in there, But I just want to focus on those three because those three items, 3, 5, and 8, were definitely the articles that put the nail in the coffin for the Chinese marital gold digger market. Yeah, the men in China are not fucking around. They've killed off their simp economy. Now they've killed off the marital gold digger economy. Yeah, the men in China are like, yep, we gonna get this shit back in order. And now, with things over here starting to happen, oh yeah, it's about to get painful for a lot of women. And guess what, gentlemen? It is not your obligation nor responsibility to try to save any of these women. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power that you thought you had, the social power, the financial power, hell, the power of the gun of the state, that's all going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to be servants, automatons that were going to serve you, that has gone out right along with it because more and more men have completely killed off their simp chip, or as BGS Ipmore would say, specifically for black men, the winter soldier chip. Yeah, a lot of men have woke up and said, nope, I'm not playing this game. I'm not dealing with these unruly, unworthy women. Let them suffer. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.